Say Goodnight by Eric M. Hunter. Annie's high-pitched scream ripped static in Joseph's ears. He squeezed his eyes tight and tried not to hurt his daughter under his grasp.
She's three. She won't be three for long.
Annie screamed again, and Joseph lightly placed his hand over her mouth to stifle the volume. They locked eyes, and she grew quiet. Annie, baby, come on. Why are you crying? Pleading was his last line of defense. Well, second to last. She gripped the towel tight around her body and stomped her foot in protest. Her hair was the only thing dripping wet. A small price to pay for a fairly smooth bath time.
I don't want you, Daddy!
Joseph's ears crackled again. A final warning sign of oncoming deafness. He tried to push it out.
I want Mommy!
Joseph threw his hand up in defeat.
Fine, fine, Mommy it is. But I'm going to finish drying you off, and then it's up to Mommy to pick out your PJs.
Annie tore off from his grasp and stepped back into the hallway.
No! I pick out my PJs!
Then go pick out your PJs. Mommy's waiting on you anyway. Joseph pointed down the hallway. Annie tore off, and Joseph was just able to hold onto the towel long enough for Annie to give up the struggle. Joseph stands up on one knee, slower this time than the time before. As he's folding the towel and placing it back on the bathroom rack, Joseph can faintly hear a click echo downstairs. His head snapped towards it, straining to hear if it was real or just his brain playing tricks on him. Something heavy rubbed against the carpet, and Joseph's stomach leapt into his throat. He crouched down, gripping the railing leading downstairs. Joseph stared into the darkness of the sitting room below him. The stink of clove cigarettes wafted up from downstairs. A sharp memory cut through him. He moved to the top of the stairs and searched around for something, anything, a weapon, a way to warn his wife and daughter, or something worse. He patted his pockets to find the car keys he forgot to put on the wooden peg by the front door when he got home. Slowly, Joseph pulled the ring out and carefully placed each ring in between each finger, creating a jagged brass knuckle. It was something a friend taught him once. They were in some random back alley. Fred, Ted, he couldn't remember. But something bad was going to happen, and Fred Ted taught him the mantra. Grip tight, hit hard, hit fast. His right hand gripped the railing and slowly, slowly, he inched down the staircase. Joseph could see the dust lightly floating through the small beam of light that was casted from the street lamp outside. He could just make out the corner of his favorite chair, and sitting in it was a slim gray pant leg with thin white pinstripes. He gripped the keys in his left hand again, but knew it would be pointless. Joseph knew this stranger wasn't a stranger at all. He could have called him a friend at one point, almost, many years ago. But that was a life that Joseph had left behind. But here was his past sitting in his favorite chair that looked out into his front yard. It wasn't anything special, Joseph knew, but it was his yard. And he stood up straight at the bottom of the steps, fists clenched, and turned to face Hangman James.
Been through this neighborhood before.
Joseph waited for him to exhale smoke, but Hangman took out an apple from his pocket.
The fuck are you even doing here? How are you not dead?
He didn't think he could grip the keys any tighter, but by God, he was going to try. He listened hard to what was going on upstairs, but his heart pounding in his ears was too distracting. If only he could scream to warn them, but he knew that'd be a bad idea. Hangman James pointed his bony finger towards the front door, the apple hanging loosely in his palm.
He left the door open, silly.
Hangman gestured again, and Joseph followed his gaze to the deadbolt. Hangman James chuckled, taking a bite of the apple.
Who does that?
Joseph tried to crack a smile, but his stomach distracted him, wanting to shit out everything he ate that day.
Why are you here?
A few moments of silence hung in the air. He took another bite of his fucking apple.
Yeah, I think so anyway. When I was young, it was one of my first jobs, I think. Maybe it was my first first job. We took out a crack house. I was a local drug king, maybe, or at least we were told he was. Or was going to be. Anyway.
He uncrossed his legs.
He was small potatoes, you see. That's why I was there. I was a small-time guy, you know, a small-time crook.
Hangman James took another bite from his apple. The crunch sent electricity up Joseph's spine. The rush was a forgotten feeling. He wasn't sure how long he'd be able to take it before the pit of his stomach would lurch forward. His sense of fight or flight kicked in. Joseph stood still, unmoving from his spot on the floor, and waited for someone to tell him what to do.
Fuck. He hated this feeling. He wished to God he could warn his family. But he was merely a statue now. A trick of Hangman James he never talked about. A single, captivated audience. So there I was. So we were on the top floor. And I remember that this son of a bitch had already OD'd. And man.
Hangman sat forward, slapping his hand on his knee. Pieces of apple fell helplessly to the floor. Something Joseph knew he'd have to clean up later. But Hangman James surprised him by bending down then, picked up the bits, and threw them back into his mouth.
I was so pissed, you know. I was expecting, well, I don't know. It's just something like sneaking around corners and throwing rocks to create a diversion. Some real Call of Duty shit. But, no. Dude was already dead. Damn needle sticking out of his arm. The fucking idiot.
Hangman James took another bite. Motions to throw the finished apple into a random corner, but thought better of it. Joseph's words were caught in his throat. Long forgotten was his homemade Wolverine claw. The keys fell hard to the wooden stairs below him. Hangman sat forward again, pulling in Joseph's attention.
I was fucking pissed. I prepped all day long just to find this asshole had already kissed the dirt.
He took a moment to peer out the window, and Joseph couldn't help but follow his gaze.
He was towards the brink, and all Joseph wanted to do was to break down and cry right here in front of him.
I shot him, Jonesy.
Hangman dropped the apple then. It fell and rolled just inches from Joseph's feet. Its journey completely captivated him. Hangman held his head in his hands, quietly weeping. Joseph squeezed his hands tight, forcing out any fear that was compounding on top of him. He pulled himself out of the state.
Don't call me Jonesy. Please.
We're no longer work pals.
Hangman waved off the fact.
Now, 16 years later, his daughter is out there to get me. Can you believe that? Me. Out to get me. A tale of revenge. A tale as old as time, I guess. Fucked up is that.
The best Joseph could muster was a shrug. Hangman James slapped his knee and stood up. From his back pocket, he pulled out a small red tin wrapped in saran wrap. Joseph's eyes grew wide. Hangman placed it down on the small coffee table that stood between them.
This comes from the man who knows that there's a rat in my unit. No doubt about it. I know that son of a bitch didn't up and find the person who killed her daddy. Oh, no. Someone tipped her off that we were there. Now I need to know who.
Hangman slowly tore off the saran wrap and flipped open the thin tin lid. His pointed finger graced the meat as it sat moist in its metal home. Joseph licked his lips.
That asshole knew something. I already told you. Years ago, I'm out. That dig was the last job. I told you before the day I left. And I told Harry. And when he left me that night, he said,
Hangman placed a quiet finger over his closed lips. Together, they listened to the sudden shouts of laughter from his wife and Annie. Hangman James's hand moved from his lips to point to the floor upstairs.
I've done kids before. I did not like it. Don't make me do it again. A door slammed and Annie shrieked out a high-pitched squeal. God, how much more can he take? Joseph stared at the raw human meat that sat neatly in the tin. He thought he was out. But just at the sight of it, Joseph didn't know anymore. He told him he was out. He told Harry. He told Harry he was out. But he could almost... Hangman's hold loosened. Joseph stepped forward, hovering over the dish. That old familiar feeling returned then, without announcement. Joseph clutched his stomach as it contorted. His insides turned to the outside, and his outsides flipped on the insides. The acid in his stomach boiled to a degree that forced itself up through his throat, and he spat it onto the human meat. Dark green bile dripped hard onto the dish. Joseph breathed in the stench he'd known since he was a boy, like a warm blanket, an aroma he will never forget. The acid immediately dissolved the meat. Joseph's hand shot down and grabbed it, throwing it into his mouth. His teeth crunched rhythmically while his tongue soaked in the blood. Joseph cleared his mind and allowed whatever was coming to him to come. He fully opened himself up. Invisible, icy fingers moved up his neck. The small hairs stood on end, and he felt a surge of electricity race through his fingers. He chewed once more and swallowed the last remaining pieces. As it cascaded down his throat, Joseph could feel a series of images, feelings almost, coursing through him. The meat was human, all right, male. He tasted hints of cheap whiskey, stale cigarette smoke, and leather. There was something else, a light, bright at first but dulled quickly. Then Joseph felt sharp sticks into his stomach and around to his back. The meat was old, maybe 2 or 3 weeks. Joseph gripped the side of the table to balance himself as he swallowed back one last time, staring at Hangman James. A voice called from upstairs.
Honey, you okay?
The two caught each other's gaze. Hangman raised his finger to perched lips. A long moment of silence hung between them, a place that Joseph remembered finding himself in before.
Yeah, honey, I don't think that spaghetti is sitting well. Well, you bought it at the gas station. That's sort of on you.
Joseph rolled his eyes.
I don't have anything.
Now it was Hangman's turn to roll his eyes.
You always say that. Babe?
Hangman and Joseph shared a glance.
Say goodnight.
Joseph wished he hadn't eaten the meat. He wished he didn't have to stand in front of this man.
Goodnight.
There was a shuffle of feet on the carpet, and then the sound of the bedroom door opening.
Night.
Hangman shook his head in disappointment.
No, no, I mean it this time.
He took a step toward him.
I know what you think, but I'm out of shape. This could be anything. I'm not seeing anything clear. Tell me what you do see.
Joseph searched his memory.
I don't know. There was like a light, a bright light, but it's gone now. But not in the sense that it's left, like maybe someone just turned it out. And I taste whiskey and leather.
Hangman is on the edge of his seat. This was his favorite part, Joseph remembered. Hangman loved to hear the story, to get all the pieces and place them in a neat order that created the whole thing. He was a builder.
Go on. God, that's it. That's it.
Hangman sat back.
Like I said, I'm done. I'm out.
There was a piece of meat between his teeth that slipped down his throat. The moment it hit his stomach, another image flashed in his mind's eye. This one was fuzzy at first, but something deep in Joseph's memory pulled hard to bring it into focus. It was a close-up. A crooked smile. The one he'd seen a million times. Heat wicked in the depths of his stomach, forcing its way up.
You asshole! What did you do to my brother?
The crooked smile was in every family photo he'd ever seen.
His older brother Dale did his best to look after young Joseph, but he fell into drugs and alcohol. One time he lost a job because he refused to take off his cowboy boots. No matter how many times Joseph would drop him off at rehab, he always waved and shined his crooked smile. Joseph took a step forward. The pain in his gut almost brought him down, but he's able to grab Hangman's coat.
Answer me. What the fuck did you do to my brother?
Hangman James's hands grabs Joseph's, together squeezing the life out of his.
That's why I'm here.
Joseph jerked back, breaking Hangman's grasp.
Damn it, I already told you. Again, I'm out. I'm out of the PI game.
But Hangman stood up excited.
No, I don't need you to find someone. I need you to dig them up.